Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, here today with Rebecca Wood, counselor based in Geneva. This month, she's here to speak with us about the experience of being pregnant in a pandemic. She can be contacted at RebeccaWoodCounseling.com. So, Rebecca, we've spoken about the impact of COVID-19 on pregnancy and mental health of pregnant women and their partners. What tools are available to help reduce stress levels?
Well, I think one of the first things that I like to think about is just acknowledging stress. So we've talked a bit before about the way in which society maybe makes it difficult for pregnant women to say, you know, what is their true experience of pregnancy.
Right.
So it might be sort of saying, yep, I'm feeling stressed, and maybe even making some room to acknowledge a degree of loss during COVID-19. You know, a feeling of this is not what I had expected.
Right. And like not taking it on as though the pregnant woman is a failure or that she did something wrong. Right.
Exactly. This is within a larger context.
Right.
And what you're experiencing is actually a really natural response to that. The third thing that I think is kind of an interesting way to think about it is this idea of reclaiming your pregnancy.
So what does that mean exactly, reclaiming one's pregnancy?
Well, if you think about it, we all have preconceived ideas about becoming parents or pregnancy. It's something that originates in childhood. You know, we're born into cultures and families that tell us stories about who we are and who we're going to become. So regardless of COVID-19, women and their partners move into that sort of pregnant period with preconceived ideas of what that's going to be like. And invariably, their actual experience is different. With COVID-19, that can be magnified. And what I think is useful is there's something very powerful about retelling your story, your unique experience. And it can be hard to do. There can be feelings of shame or embarrassment.
And are there ways in which, like, a kind of given couple could actually retell their own story or build their own story of their, you know, awaiting becoming parents?
I think so. I think just the act of sort of being able to say, this is different, or this is what it was like for me, you know, finding someone that you trust to talk to about that. And that can be hard, but there are people there.
And what other tools are available to pregnant women to lower their experience of stress during this pregnancy and COVID-19 period?
Well, I'm not going to spend too much time thinking about that. I feel that we are right now in a moment where we are inundated with ideas around stress reduction. So we all have ideas of how to regulate stress, being outside, gentle exercise, you know, yoga, thinking about what we eat. All of those ideas are great. Two key things that I think are really helpful in pregnancy are, firstly, to think about protecting your sleep. So we know the importance of sleep, and particularly in pregnancy, in terms of your mental and physical well-being. And it can be so hard because particularly in the first and third trimester, sleep is massively impacted. And if you are a pregnant woman at home with small children who are also not sleeping, then it can be really difficult.
Right.
So how do you sort of protect your sleep, and how do you kind of get your partner on side to help you do that? The second thing is social connection. COVID-19 has made us rethink that, and we know how important that is in pregnancy. So I would just say, know yourself, start exploring what works for you, and you know what helps you to relax.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. For more information, please contact her at RebeccaWoodCounseling.com. If you'd like to listen to that show again or others like it, you can check out our website, worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.